Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, Commerce and Community. That's what we do on The Upswing. So you look at the market forces a bit in retail, especially in food and beauty and fashion. It's really going towards education and trending towards clean. And I've always maintained that from a consumer standpoint, when you're out buying, you want to connect with purpose. And yeah, all the features and the stuff with things matter, but you got to be really clear and clean, because I think that creates loyalty. And there's a company that's founded and headquartered right here in Milwaukee, operated in on the coasts as well, that's playing in the clean fashion and women's health space. Mike Drescher is the founder of the Vibrant Body Company. Mike's taking time out of his day to join us in studio. Mike, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeff, and love being here.
All right. So you're a bit of a, how do I put it, maybe a bit of a unlikely messenger for women's health.
Well said.
I saw your TED Talk, and like I think many that have seen TED Talks, it's, you talked a lot about your personal experience with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. How has that personal connection kind of led to the creation and evolution of Vibrant Body Company?
Right. Well, thank you. And yeah, you know, unfortunately, we all have had that experience on some level. I always say by the time you're 20, you certainly know somebody. By the time you're in your 30s or 40s, you it's someone close to you, or and by usually in your 50s, you've known someone at a young age that is no longer with us. So same here. And you know what happened to me, Jeff, is that watching all of that and then understanding that two basic things. You know, we're getting better about what we put in our bodies, mm-hmm. but we forget about what we put on our bodies, and that our skin is our most largest unprotected organ. And in the case of a woman's bra, you not only have these horrible chemicals, formaldehyde, PFAS, on two of the most vulnerable areas of a woman. And all you need is heat and moisture to transdermal absorb or accelerate that absorption.
Mm-hmm.
And it if it's on you, it's in you. That's why there's a nicotine patch and a birth control and so on and so forth. Yeah. Then you throw in restriction of that bra, which was all created by men. Coco Chanel freed women 90 years ago. Hollywood brought it back in the 40s. Companies like Victoria's Secret have run with it. You know, and you know that's kind of a double whammy of that.
Yeah. So you have a wire-free bra product. You have a sweat smart fitness gear product.
Right.
A lot of better than you first layer products out there in that space. How is Vibrant kind of creating that point of difference with your products?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. We believe that even that unlikely messenger, the unlikely messenger gets to tell, you know, gets to maybe decide who tells the truth, because there's a term called greenwashing, and it's kind of like natural in food. And so we've gone the extra mile that many don't to get the certifications like the OEKO, which is the highest European. See, in Europe, they've banned 2,300 chemicals. You can't touch the skin. We've banned less than 40 here. So we have that. We also have a utility patent, which is quite valuable, because it replaces the need for a wire, yet it gives a woman everything that she thought she needed that wire for. So those have been, you know, good hits for us.
Okay. So we are talking with Mike Drescher, the founder of Vibrant Body Company. Mike, when we come back, I want to get your thoughts on kind of the next evolution in the clean beauty space. I think it's becoming, and I want to get your take on this, but is it more accessible, maybe a bit more expensive, but also more front-facing, because mainly kind of the Make America Healthy Again
right.
initiative
sure.
from RFK. I think a lot of what he's talking about is going to push these spaces forward and kind of maybe force companies
Absolutely.
To be better.
Absolutely.
This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I'm joined by the founder of Vibrant Body Company, Mike Drescher. So, Mike, as you look at the clean beauty, clean fashion space now, my gut tells me that we're going to see more regulation and more transparency in terms of the ingredients that we're all putting on our body. Is that what
well,
sense
that's what
you're
we
getting?
Hope. You know, Jeff, we went from clean water back, you know, 20 years ago with Evian and Perrier, to clean food with Whole Foods and you know, Sprouts, all the rest. And then Clean Beauty has really been a rocket. We work with the Breast Cancer Prevention Partners that really created the campaign for Safe Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon Mannering, a 2-time New York Times bestseller on purposeful brands, said it's almost counterintuitive that the clean movement has skipped the 2 most vulnerable, porous areas of the feminine form. So we have a saying, she doesn't know what she doesn't know, but once she does, she can't unknow it. Mm. And if it's on you, it's in you. So yes, we're working hard towards legislation.
Yeah, that's good. We have a 13-year-old daughter, and she has years ahead of her of wearing leggings and undergarments. And as parents, like, how do we do that education piece and make sure that we're buying right? Because there's a lot of outlets out there that make it really quick to buy now and to buy for really cheap.
And I'm not pointing fingers, but it's fact. Lululemon was protested at the Paris Olympics by a watchdog group out of New York called Remake, saying Lululemon dressing their athletes in oil. And it's true. Hmm. The petro products in most that are completely legal here, so they're not doing anything illegal, in a recent movie, Let Them Be Naked, they test the Victoria's Secret bra at Hohenstein, who issues us our license out of Germany. It tested 4 times the toxic levels that they consider safe.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that talks to your point, the importance of regulation and transparency in ingredients, not only in our food, but in our clothing. I mean, it's got to happen. We got to know what we're putting on and in our bodies.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to talk a little bit more about you, Mike Drescher, if that's okay. Last year, I saw a show called The Mike Show at the Marcus Center. It was wonderful. Tell us about that show and what your future plans are. A one-man show about your career in life. You're a Milwaukee native.
Yeah, it's I call it a spiritual comedy, and had a lot of help. 10 Chimneys, I would be remiss without their support. I was able to put that back up in LA in August, and we had some of the streaming networks in, and we've been working on it in New York over the last month. But I call it a spiritual comedy. It's like, it used to be called 18 Arrests, No Convictions.
Okay.
But in the end, I have one conviction, and that is that we're all connected. So thank you.
That is good. Yeah, all connected through community and commerce. And
absolutely.
I've always admired that about you, and that's a wonderful thing. Finally, what inspires you to do what you do each and every day, Mike?
Well, you know, Jeff, I honestly, people like yourself, people that, you know, kindness is so kind of, it's such an easy word to say, and we all, it's hard to be that every day. But I think the Dalai Lama was right when he said, we're just here to take care of each other and go home. You know, we're not here very long, and people try to make a big deal of it, and they want their name on a building, and they want this and want that. And it's really just taking care of each other. So people that offer service from the smallest to the largest, and I'm humbly try to do that.
And you can make a product that's better for you and a little bit about greater good. That helps you along the way as well.
Yeah. And it's hard. You know, about 40% of women's bottoms underwear, and you can buy these at Nordstrom's, not just, you know, a discount, have warning labels because they're flammable. Hmm. Scotchgard, the ingredients of Scotchgard that's there to give women the illusion they clean, is disallowed in every other civilized country. It's absolutely horrible.
I really think that the future of food and the future of fashion is clean. It's going to take a while to get there.
Absolutely.
But we all need to stay on that train because it is so incredibly important.
One shot of tequila is fun. 25 will kill you.
Yes,
okay. So you got to be careful.
Mike Drescher, the founder of Vibrant Body Company. Mike, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeff.